Mr. Vice President. The Philippines welcomes the delegation of Ecuador and the presentation of its national report. We commend Ecuador for reducing economic inequality by 40% and increasing by about 300% its investment in public education. We also welcome the adoption of the National Plan of Good Living and the Organic Act of Disabilities. We laud Ecuador for the steps it has taken to protect women's rights through public awareness and legal measures. We note with appreciation Ecuador's ratification of ILO Convention 189 and the enactment of domestic laws to facilitate the implementation of its obligation under the Convention. Mr. Vice President, despite the challenges that from the disastrous aftermath of the strong earthquake that hit Ecuador in April 2016, Ecuador never wavered in the commitment to human rights. My delegation recommends the following. 1, step up efforts to pursue policies and programs for healthy environment, and 2, ensure effective implementation of policies and operations aimed at dismantling trafficking networks and smuggling of migrants. Finally, Mr. President, we wish Ecuador success in the implementation of the accepted recommendation in this cycle of the UPR. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.